First impressions aren't the most important thing. They're the only thing. At Ernie's Print Shop, we'll produce what you need to represent your company professionally. Right now, you can get 1,000 full-color business cards, 1,000 4x6 postcards, or a 3x5 banner for just $60. You choose. Check us out at erniesprintshop.com. Ernie's Print Shop. Over 50 years, one source, one solution. erniesprintshop.com. 502-969-8585.
Being a victim of crime is no joke, but you do have options that can help you avoid becoming a victim. I'm Ed Springson of the My View Matters radio show, and on behalf of myself and co-host Ed Martin, I urge each of you to help us fight against crime. You can do your part by calling Crime Stoppers at 582-CLUE. Since 1982, Crime Stoppers has helped get over 23,000 criminals off the street with your help. Working together, we can make a difference to take our streets back. Please call Crime Stoppers at 582-CLUE, or you can visit them online at www.582clue.com. Remember, Crime Stoppers always offers up to a $1,000 reward. Get involved and help make a positive change in your neighborhood. Thanks.
Advertisers, here's a great way to reach a quality audience. Get heard on My View Matters and make some noise in the marketplace.
Email myviewmatters@aol.com for advertising opportunities. Make a sound investment.
So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, "I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!"
Politics.com. Yep, you're right. You're in the right place. I tell you, if you guys are calling in for the first time to the Ed Springs show, the numbers are 858-683-1326 or area code 502-805-0334. For everyone who's not new to the program, then you know about the chat room. And for all of you guys, you can sign into our live chat as always. You can also use your Facebook and Twitter account if you want to sign in that way. And for those of you who are in a listening queue, there's always a bunch of it. We certainly appreciate it. Make sure you hit that number one on your dial pad so that you can get on air as quickly as possible. I tell you, there are so many ways to talk with us. It's unbelievable. Take advantage of it. We really want to hear from you, or at least I do. I want to hear from you. And tonight is probably going to be one of those subjects where you're not sure whether to talk or whether you just want to listen in. And let me tell you where we're at. We have so many things that are wrong with this country. It's unbelievable. But one of the biggest things that we have going on right now is illegal immigration. And we're going to spend a majority of the show on that. However, I do want to point out a couple of other stories I found interesting today. One of those involves right here in Kentucky. Yep, you wouldn't believe we'd have a story originating out of Louisville, Kentucky that would concern Kentucky, right? Well, you would be wrong. According to an article out by Kentucky Progress today, that's David Adams, who is filing the only lawsuit against the Kentucky Medicare program or Obamacare, WellCare, whatever it is right here. Sources are reporting that Medicaid and managed care provider WellCare of Kentucky has stopped reimbursing doctors, when their patients, you know, are getting treated. They've just stopped reimbursing them. So if you're a patient and your provider is Well Care of Kentucky and you go to the doctor, apparently there are plenty of doctors now that are starting to turn away these Well Care members, telling them to call Governor Beshear. It's not their fault because they aren't getting paid. Now, remember, Steve Beshear went on his big rant about he was so excited because he added all of these people to Obamacare, which we know is a lie because most of those went on to the Medicare rolls. Well, now we've got we've added over 600,000 people to the Medicare rolls, thanks to Kentucky Next and Steve Beshear's lovely good buddy, Barack Obama, with the Obamacare program. And the doctors are saying, we can't get paid. Why can't you get paid? Because we don't have any money. That's what we try to tell these fools in the beginning. David Adams is quoting, saying that counting Obamacare success as a success, one Medicaid recipient at a time, is only for people who enjoy playing hide-and-seek. Adams, of course, as I mentioned a minute ago, is the only one who filed a lawsuit trying to get this law fixed and done the right way. So I thought that was interesting to talk about. So if you're on Medicaid in Kentucky, we apologize, but your doctors are not going to see you anymore. And another interesting story I found on the national scene, and I liked this. I really do. You know, everybody is talking about legalizing marijuana, you know. Well, you got to legalize marijuana. And then you got all these old folks that are still making their money from other things that continue screaming, well, we can't do that. We can't do that. It'll screw up your ability to function. Wrecks will go up. You can't drive. It's like drinking with a DUI, blah, 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 blah. Well, Colorado, there's a great article out on the AOL.com auto section, but they actually did a study. Has pot legalization affected Colorado's driving fatalities? And apparently not. Apparently not. You know, they went ahead and approved marijuana for recreational use, not just medical. They approved it for recreational use. Everybody was worried to death about public safety on roadways. All the critics and the so-called experts were saying that this, the negative effect on their ability and reaction time was going to be a doomsday. You know, but the Washington Post did this study that says not so much. The Post used the data, since it has been in effect, to see if driving high is really the big deal that politicians and all of these media outlets are trying to make it to be, you know. And guess what? 2014 is shaping up to be one of the safest in Colorado in decades. Let me rephrase that, or let me restate that, I should say. 2014 is shaping up to be one of the safest in decades in Colorado. So all of this hyperbole, if you will, about legalizing marijuana is going to be the worst thing in the natural world by these politicians and these media outlets who have their own agenda is turning out to be false, at least so far. You know, all of this stuff has been put out there to try to make us believe it was wrong. All these people were arguing that pot was going to cause these Colorado roadways to be so dangerous you wouldn't be able to get on them. And now, the first study of its kind that I know of, since we've actually had it in effect, proves that to be a lie. Proves that to be a lie. So let's start looking at this realistically. Let's get the message out. You know, I do not smoke marijuana. I admit that freely. However, I am no Bill Clinton. Back when I was a young lad, about the time I turned 18, 19 was the last time I did it. You know, I was not Bill Clinton. I inhaled frequently, and I enjoyed every minute of it. I have no regrets whatsoever from smoking marijuana when I was 18 or 19 years old. But like all things, of course, I know that marijuana does affect you, regardless of the pundits who want to say that it doesn't. We all know better. Anybody who says they smoke marijuana and they don't get some effect of it is lying. But does that mean that you can equate it to driving under the influence of alcohol, for example, that you can look at that as one example? Does that mean that it's going to be a situation where driving down the road high is going to create all these fatalities? Apparently not. And if you really wanted to go down the road of the fatalities on the highways, and if you really wanted to go around the road of the dangerous driving habits of some of the people on the highways, then maybe we should start blood testing for, prescription drugs. Maybe you shouldn't be allowed to drive if you're on any kind of prescription drug. There's no law against it as long as it's taken the way it's prescribed. But, I know people that take prescription drugs, that need the drug, they really aren't safe being on a highway. So to sit here and try to continue making marijuana the problem, I think there is finally some information here that's going to go ahead and set that argument back a long ways, and rightfully so. Rightfully so. I tell you, I don't know where to get into this other story. No, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that right now. We're going to go ahead and get into illegal immigration. Maybe we'll get to something else by the end of the show. But there's a whole lot of information out there. Some information I've had for about a week that I really didn't put out yet. We haven't had time to get to it. So I wanted to devote a lot of attention to this subject tonight, and maybe we'll even get into the Clintons, because I really like that. But according to the Washington Times last week, illegal immigrants were planning on picketing the White House. Now, listen to that. Illegal immigrants were to picket the White House. And they were calling on fellow immigrant rights advocacy groups to refuse to meet with the Obama administration until President Obama specifically included illegal immigrants in any future meetings. I've got to ask you, do we, as a society, involve the criminal in their sentence hearings? I mean, do we sentence a criminal to 20 years in prison and ask them if that's okay with them? Do we need to discuss that further? No. Those decisions are made by a judge and a jury. These illegal immigrants think that they have the right to make demands on our president. Illegal is the key word. Well, according to this nut job, Rosie Carrasco, one of the organizers, this stupid thing, made a statement that said, "We are among the millions of people who will benefit or be harmed by the decisions the president makes, and we are here to represent ourselves in any future negotiations." Folks, what does that tell you? There is no respect for the United States. There is no respect for our laws. There is no respect for our leadership. And I admit freely, I respect the office of the president. I have not much respect for what Barack Obama has done to that office. But I will stand beside President Barack Obama against these illegal immigrants who dare have the audacity, to stand up and say that they have rights in my country. You are here illegally. You are a lawbreaker. As far as I'm concerned, at this White House picket, they should have had vans there ready to go, put every illegal they could catch, because they're all going to run when they know they're being arrested. Put them all in the vans. Take them to the Mexican border. Throw them on the other side of the fence. Say, sayonara, see you later. Adios. Figure your own way. I could care less about how my legal decisions by my government makes, if it benefits an illegal immigrant or not. I could care less. That's like asking me if I care about the life of a man who went out and killed a daggone bunch of people and is on death row. Do I care about his life? No. Ridiculous. It's ridiculous. So these clowns actually call themselves the undocumented immigrant leaders. And I like that word, undocumented. Undocumented only means illegal. But, of course, the progressive communist liberals in this society are the ones who started trying to force that wording. Well, undocumented. We don't want anybody to think that they're illegal or that they're lawbreakers. Let's just say that they're undocumented. So they have adopted that mantra for themselves. It's pathetic. Now, as we know, The administration had actually asked for $3.7 billion to appease these lawbreakers. And I don't care what anybody thinks about me using the term lawbreakers or illegal aliens when I'm talking about these people who are in my country without doing it the right way. We have so many people on a waiting list that want to come to America legally for the American dream. We are not against immigration. America is a country founded on immigration. What most of us are against is the illegal, where you think you have the right to come here in front of someone else who has paid attention and lived by the law. But the administration, since they can't secure the border because they opened all of this up and asked everybody to come here, had actually went and presented this $3.7 billion request. That's billion with a B. The president said we had to have $3.7 billion to handle this crisis. And yet, when we broke it down, you can go to Eagles for America, because Eagles for America broke it down. Only 100 million, think about that, folks, only $100 million of that was actually going to go to border security. $3.7 billion with a B was requested, and we're only going to spend, what's that work out to be, folks? Less than 1% on border security. Where was the rest of the money going to go? Well, we decided the administration would label this as humanitarian necessities. So out of $3.7 billion that the administration wanted, 3.6 of that was going to go for health care, food, shelter, clothing, transportation, lawyers, and college tuition for the illegal immigrants. They worded this as new Americans or soon to be new Americans. Are you kidding me? Seriously? President Obama's administration actually wants to request $3.7 billion. He wants to spend most of that on health care, food, shelter, clothing, transportation, lawyers, and college tuition for illegal immigrants to come into America and become new Americans. It's called vote buying, in my opinion. I don't care if you believe it. It's the truth. It's called vote buying. This is the same tried and true Democratic liberal policy that's been in effect for decades. You want to know why the Republicans were having problems with this bill? $100 million out of $3.7 billion was all they were going to propose for border security. That's why the Republicans had a problem. And nobody wants to tell you that. Your mainstream liberal media isn't going to tell you that. It's alarming. It's alarming. So now we've taken illegal immigrants to undocumented immigrants to soon to be new Americans. I don't get it. I don't get it. How can anybody realistically sit here and not see the game that's right before us? I just don't get it. You know, it's amazing. I mean, the president's approval rating stands, or disapproval rating stands, somewhere around 54%. You know, there is a ton of people who want him impeached. They're just waiting for the opportunity. And it's not just Republicans. I've talked to a lot of Democratic friends of mine, folks, and they're like, this guy needs to go. We need to impeach him now. And the first thing they tell me is, we agree with the Republicans that he needs to be impeached. But what scares us is, if he gets impeached, we're stuck with Joe Biden. This is the truth. This is the truth. I've listened to so many of my Democrat friends tell me that. I'm like, wow. Why are you guys Democrats? Well, the Republicans are all wrong. Well, if they're all wrong, why are you willing to sacrifice your own president? Because he's as dumb as they are. That's what I'm told. So these are by Democrats. So, you know, make of it what you will. But it is disturbing. It really is. It is disturbing. You know, and then you've got all these world events going on because Barack Obama's made so many mistakes. I mean, you've even got Russia's President Vladimir Putin. You know, he's forcing Obama into all kinds of stuff, playing this crazy game on the international scene. You know, now he knows that we have, you know, pretty much owned the game when it comes to them. But he is so confident in our weakness with this president that he's going to push the envelope as far as he can every chance he gets. And he is. You know, and look at the Middle East. Look at what's happening over there. The Middle East is completely screwed up. It's worse now than before we ever went in. We started getting some semblance of control, finally, before George Bush left office. I didn't agree with his decision to go in there, so don't beat me up on that one. I think we should have never been in the Middle East. But it was a dumb decision to make, but you finally go in and you finally start getting some kind of control and start getting this place the way it's supposed to be so that we can get the hell out of there eventually with peace. And then you got Obama coming in and making it worse. Now you've got President Obama and mainstream media loving Hamas. We knew that President Obama was a Hamas lover. Hamas is on the terrorist list, for goodness sake. And he's got Hamas leaders in his administration. Seriously. And then, of course, you have to look at China. You know, China is getting stronger and stronger as well. You know, they're spending a ton of their money on their infrastructure. They're not buying up as much of our debt as we would like because they're sick of it. They know we're going to collapse. So they're building up their infrastructure and getting ready to become the next world power. Why? Because of all the craziness that has come from this administration, including allowing illegal immigrants to actually act like they should have a voice in our government. And what's really scary is, even with everything that's gone on, you've got the NSA spying, wiretapping. We have proven that that has gone beyond even what Edward Snowden told us about, and he's chastised for being a whistleblower. You got all these idiots calling for gun control. Even though the cities with the biggest gun control in this whole country, Chicago is number one on that list, have more deaths due to gun violence in a weekend because of the drugs, thugs, and slugs. They have more deaths due to gun violence in a weekend than most states do in their entire month or year. And they've got the hardest gun control in the nation. Think about that. It continues to be a circle jerk, folks. And it's all by design. The game is to destroy America from within. And I tell you, they're doing a great job at it. We continue to turn our heads on crap like the IRS scandal. You know, let's look at Fast and Furious, Benghazi, all of the other things that go along with that. We still don't know for sure if we killed Bin Laden or not. I don't care what they've told us. Everything about them is handled the same way. Everything in this administration is secret after being elected to be the most, you know, the transparent president we've ever had. It's nuts. It's criminal. Then it becomes more criminal because now we're telling criminals that come into this country, who aren't from this country, who aren't born, naturalized, or anything else here, come here as a criminal and you have more rights. Come here as a criminal, and we're going to reward you for that. Free health care, free jobs, free education. What about all those college students out there who are killing themselves trying to pay back student loan debt? Or working their fingers to the bone trying to work 3, 4, 5 jobs? And yes, there's people out there like that just trying to survive and continue going to school. Because they've been sold a bill of goods that they believe that piece of paper in your hand with that education means everything. It don't mean squat. You don't have to have a degree in this country to be successful. What you have to have is infrastructure. What you have to have are job creation. What you have to have are trades and skills. But everybody wants a piece of paper and be a chief. They don't want to build a bridge. They want to tell somebody else how to do it. They don't know how to build a bridge. So how in the hell are they going to be able to tell somebody else how to do it? Well, I got to have a college degree so I can sit there and tell somebody how to do something I don't know how to do. That way I get three times as much as they get paid, and by God, it will be built. It might fall in the water, but that's not my fault. That's why we have insurance. It's idiotic. But yet we've got all this money to give. You know, it's crazy. Really, truthfully, and I tell you, it's, you know, we have a new poll that's come out by CBS News, and I want to point this out to you, because I find it very, very interesting. As we know, Congress recessed last week. They did not come up with a deal or an agreement on illegal immigration, you know, but yet CBS News decided to take a poll and see what the deal was on how the American people really felt. And it is startling when you look at this. This is why President Obama has gaffed on this, and this is why the Republicans are seizing on it. The Democrats continue wanting to give away all this free money to people who don't deserve it instead of giving it to the American citizens who do, you know, like our veterans maybe. You know, and we look at this. Well, it's interesting because according to the CBS poll, two-thirds of Americans support legislation that is going to make it easier and faster to send these illegal immigrant children back to their home countries. You heard me. You heard me. What's really interesting here is support for legislation to make it easier and faster to send these people back to their home countries is no surprise to most. 80% of Republicans feel that way. Okay. But majorities across the entire political spectrum feel that way. And let me tell you why. According to the new CBS poll, 65% overall are in favor of legislation that's going to get everybody out of here quickly and send them back to their home countries. 80% of Republicans, 55% of Democrats who took the poll. That's a majority there, folks. 63% of independents in the poll think that we need to get rid of all these illegal aliens. But here's one that may surprise you. The Hispanic population. The Hispanic population. A large percentage in this country of which are illegal immigrants came here as illegal immigrants. Even 54% of the Hispanic population here thinks that we should make it easier and quicker and send all of these illegal immigrants back to their home country. How do you argue with that logic? How do you argue with that logic? I think it makes sense. I think it makes all the sense in the world. You know, so really you get into a lot of problems. And here is something I think is really interesting, too. And, let me point this out before I get there. But House Republicans actually did pass legislation on Friday trying to address this whole, what they call a crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border. It's not a crisis if it's planned, folks. You know, but they did put something out there. They did get a few people on board. It's going to basically deport more than 500,000 immigrants due to this tough new proposal. You know, but these are people that Obama has granted illegal immigrants were granted temporary work permits. Obama said he would act unilaterally as best he could and condemn the Republicans for taking the action that clearly our poll just told us we needed to take, right? The poll just told us the majority of Americans agree with Republicans. Send them out. Send them back. You had Tea Party lawmakers on board with a $694 million version. Notice what I said there. $694 million, not $3.7 billion with a B dollars. $694 million seems to be a lot more manageable to me. But it was going to, you know, it was going to shut off this whole program that Obama created that was giving all these work permits to immigrants brought here illegally. It wasn't going to allow an illegal immigrant to have a daggone green card, visa, work permit, or whatever, to go to work and take jobs from Americans. All these things are important. You know, that's the thing. All these things are important. And nobody seems to want to know or deal with the issue at all. Not at all. You know, and I tell you, it's really funny. It's really funny is Mexico has actually decided, yeah, no, I can almost not get through this story because I'm laughing. I want to laugh at this because it's comical. Mexico, who has been forever sending everybody over here because they don't want to take care of their own people, all right? Mexican drug cartels own Arizona mountains because of a trade-off that we've given them, and nobody will admit to. I firmly believe that. There's not a doubt in my mind about that. So we've given the Mexican drug cartels Arizona mountains. We've basically let anybody and everybody come across the border. And Mexico actually is shocked and concerned because of Texas Governor Rick Perry. As we know, Governor Rick Perry had announced he was going to send 1,000 National Guardsmen to the Texas-Mexico border to stop all of these illegal immigrants. The Mexican Foreign Relations Secretariat sent out a statement that said he was concerned about Texas's measures, and he wants and believes that we should be calling for a long-term regional perspective. We should be committed to the principles of good neighborliness and shared responsibility. Think about that. His statement said that attention to the immigration phenomenon must be paid from a long-term regional perspective and based on the principles of good neighborliness and shared responsibility. The strategy for responding in an effective and humane manner to this phenomenon includes the necessary shared responsibility among the countries of origin, transit, and destination of migration flows. So he's basically saying, can't we all get along? Texas should not be telling us not to bring people there, those poor people. Mexico, I want to know from the Mexican government where their shared responsibility is. Because the U.S. is picking up the freight and has been forever. Bring us your poor, you're tired, you're hungry, yearning to be free. It doesn't mean that we're going to bankrupt America. For the Mexican government to actually allow a statement like that, thinking that we are so naive that we don't understand the end game for them, it should make sure that their corrupt government officials, and not to say that ours aren't in some cases, I'm not going to go there right now, are not the problem. It's nuts. There is no reason in hell that Mexico doesn't have an economy that will support their people, other than the only thing in their economy worth saving, apparently, is the drug cartels. And our government apparently agrees with that by giving away the Arizona mountains. Rather than going to the mountains and getting rid of these drug cartels and sending them back where they came from, we didn't respond when one of the helicopters shot at our men when they crossed into our airspace, when they shot at our Border Patrol agents. Didn't care. Well, that's a serious breach. Bomb their asses. That's what we're doing in Afghanistan, right? We're doing in Iraq. What makes Mexico so special? We have to sit here and continue allowing them to overload our borders and bankrupt America. What makes Mexico so special? Well, we have to continue allowing that. What makes illegal immigrants so special that they believe they can come here and have every right in the world that they have never earned? That they are entitled to my hard-earned money without ever doing one thing for it, that they are deserving of citizenship, even though many are not being allowed into this country that have applied legally and have tried to abide by the law because of their illegal actions. A whole lot of things there, folks, make me angry. In the last year alone, Mexico has allowed about 60,000 illegal immigrants to travel through Mexico and get here. There are plenty of stories out there about a lot of these illegal immigrants, mainly children these days, that have been severely injured, raped, killed, or died. There are many, many stories out there about these illegal immigrants, children, that drug cartels are using them as human traffickers. They're being used as coyotes. They're bringing drugs with them. Drug cartels actively they actively recruit these folks. Take drugs in with you. So let's talk about and make sure that we understand the real problem here. There's not a humanitarian crisis going on. There's a lack of moral compass. And we refuse to hold those accountable because we don't have the moral compass to do that anymore. We have allowed our country to dissolve into shambles that we can't even recognize. And that's probably what's most disgusting of all. To my fellow veterans, are we proud of this? I'm not. We fought. Our military has paid in blood for this country, only to watch it dissolve into the madhouse, criminalized version of what we see today in practically every city across the nation. And it should disturb the hell out of you. Because it does me, I tell you that. We're going to take a break. Wow, I'm running late on that one. I got talking too much. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about a couple of other things. Barack Obama. What can you say about this president? He says one thing about taxes, and then he proves another one. And we're going to tell you about what I mean by that in just a second, so stick around. You really don't want to miss this. You're listening to the Ed Springsteen Show right here on the MVM Radio Network. Stay tuned.
First impressions aren't the most important thing. They're the only thing. At Ernie's Print Shop, we'll produce what you need to represent your company professionally. Right now, you can get 1,000 full-color business cards, 1,000 4x6 postcards, or a 3x5 banner for just $60. You choose. Check us out at erniesprintshop.com. Ernie's Print Shop. Over 50 years, one source, one solution. erniesprintshop.com. 502-969-8585.
Being a victim of crime is no joke, but you do have options that can help you avoid becoming a victim. I'm Ed Springsteen of the My View Matters radio show, and on behalf of myself and co-host Ed Martin, I urge each of you to help us fight against crime. You can do your part by calling Crime Stoppers at 582-CLUE. Since 1982, Crime Stoppers has helped get over 23,000 criminals off the street with your help. Working together, we can make a difference to take our streets back. Please call Crime Stoppers at 582-CLUE, or you can visit them online at www.582clue.com. Remember, Crime Stoppers always offers up to a $1,000 reward. Get involved and help make a positive change in your neighborhood. Thanks.
Advertisers, here's a great way to reach a quality audience. Get heard on My View Matters and make some noise in the marketplace.
Email myviewmatters@aol.com for advertising opportunities. Make a sound investment.
Welcome back to the Ed Springsteen Show right here at the MVM Radio Network. For you guys that are new to the show, 858-683-1326 or 502-805-0334 are the call-in numbers. For you guys in the listening queue, make sure you hit the number one on your dial pad if you want to be heard on air. We do have, well, we got a little few more minutes left, so we can take the call to you if we needed to. And for everybody else, you know, we appreciate you jumping in the chat room whenever you can, you know, and using your Facebook and Twitter accounts as well. While you're at LouisvillePolitics.com, which is our website, make sure you join our email newsletter and our RSS feed. If you like what we're doing here at MVM Media with the MVM Radio and LouisvillePolitics.com, there's a nice PayPal donation button on as well on the right. We appreciate any help we can get. That's what keeps this thing going, and make sure we keep still doing the in-depth investigations and holding people accountable. I tell you, I want to move on to a couple of other stories before we get out of here, and there's a big reason why. you know, President Obama, you can go to Bloomberg.com and check out this. But President Obama said that U.S. corporations that adopt foreign addresses to avoid taxes are unpatriotic. Those are his words. U.S. corporations that use foreign addresses to avoid taxes are unpatriotic. However, that's garbage. And I'll tell you why. No, I don't like the fact that U.S. corporations, you know, are using all these tax loopholes. But they didn't create the tax loopholes. They're just following the law. And that's the thing. If you don't like the laws, then change the laws. Quit giving me the whine story. But for the president to sit here and say that U.S. corporations that adopt foreign addresses to avoid taxes are unpatriotic, well, then he has to admit that his own administration is unpatriotic. He has to admit that. Obama's own Treasury Department authorized spending $1.7 billion of our tax funds on an auto company. You heard me right. You heard me right. Delphi. It's amazing to me. It's part of the bailout of the auto industry in 2009. Obama Treasury Department gave $1.7 billion to Delphi to help them get back on their feet. As we know, they went into bankruptcy. Michigan Parts Maker went into bankruptcy. But they are a British company. They are a British company. Their headquarters is in England. And it reduces their tax bill by as much as $110 million a year. So for Barack Obama to sit here and say that U.S. corporations that are adopting foreign addresses so that they can avoid taxes are really unpatriotic defies logic to me. Because on paper, Delphi is a British company in England. So when you're helping them get out of bankruptcy with our tax money, knowing that they're going to take the profits and everything else they get into offshore accounts or into foreign addresses, to me, that's just one more example of hypocrisy. One more example of hypocrisy. How can he sit here now and tell us that all these companies are bad and unpatriotic when he has aided and abetted it? When he has aided and abetted the problem. You know, so it's kind of nuts. Now, admittedly, we need to find a way to fix this problem. But if you're going to be the man doing this, helping to aid and abet this problem and use my tax money to do it, then don't sit here and label any U.S. corporation that follows the rules in your example. It defies logic. We've got to touch on the Senate race here in Kentucky. I tell you, and I probably should have started with this, but I know I'm going to ramble about the Clintons. We know that the Senate race of the year to watch of this election cycle is right here in Kentucky between current U.S. Senator Mitch McConnell and his challenger, Secretary of State Alice in Wonderland Grimes. Yes, I know what her real name is, but we pronounce her name here on this show as Alice in Wonderland Grimes. It's fascinating, you know, because anytime a Democrat is in trouble, anytime Obama gets in trouble, anytime any of these guys get in trouble, the first thing they do is call Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton, of course, comes in and collects his enormous fees that nobody knows about. He's not coming here for free, folks. He comes in, collects all these enormous fees to sit there and act like these people are just great people. Alice in Wonderland Grimes is an airhead, in my opinion, has been, always will be, and I don't like the fact that her daddy is Jerry Lundigan Grimes, who has problems of his own or has indeed had problems of his own in the past. Political connections and the fact that she's a female are the only reason she's in this race. They believe that being a female, they can set the stage. That's it. Sexist remark. Think what you want. But that to me is the reality based on everything that I've been told. Again, I have a lot of friends that are Democrats. So imagine no one being surprised when Bill Clinton was talking to 800 people in Hazard and he's trying to help Alice in Wonderland Grimes distance herself from Barack Obama. He's trying to turn this into a two-year instead of a six-year term or vice versa, as I say. Let me explain that to you. While he's in Howard, or Hazard, I should say, telling this whole crowd that this November 4th election is for a six-year term. Okay? And he says Mitch McConnell is trying to make everybody think this is only about a two-year term. So he's trying to act like that, you know, we don't know about math in Kentucky and trying to mean that McConnell says we don't know anything about math because, you know, McConnell has mentioned that Alice in Wonderland Grimes will be an Obama supporter through and through, that she trusts and believes everything he says. Bill Clinton, we the people of Kentucky aren't stupid. And you try to imply that with that. And Alice in Wonderland Grimes is standing by his side agreeing with everything he says. Of course we know this president only has 2 years left. We're not dumb. We also know that your wife, who should have been disbarred through Watergate, her name happens to be Hillary Clinton, is who you're trying to set up to be his follower. When we look at a complete six-year term, Bill Clinton, and we're not even going to talk about the blondes you keep bringing in every time Hillary leaves town. We're not even going to talk about that right now. And yes, we know it's true. You're still doing everything you always did. You don't care about anything but yourself and your money and your willy. Right, little willy? But here's the reality. We're not dumb. But we know that Barack Obama for the last 8 years with a Democratic Senate has totally, or the last 6 years to date, has totally destroyed what we believe in America. Let's not even focus on the economy for a minute. Let's not even talk about the lies about the unemployment figures and how broke everybody is. Let's talk about the lies and the deception and usurping the Constitution that you swore to take care of when you were elected president. We know you were a liar-in-chief just as much as Barack Obama was in many ways. But I had respect for you as president in a lot of ways as well. So don't sit here and try to make us sound like we are dumb. He goes on, Clinton goes on to tell the whole world that there has been nothing done meaningful for rural America since the New Markets Tax Credit in 1999. Now, he's taking responsibility because that was his last year, full year in office. Well, second to last full year. The New Markets Tax Credit was passed in 1999. That just happened to coincide with the last time Bill Clinton came to Hazard. Where have you been in 15 years, right, if it's so important? But, of course, that turns out to be a lie, too, because as much as I pick on President Barack Obama and as much as I talk about the bad things that have happened to this country under his leadership, the White House did actually last month announce the creation of a $10 billion investment fund for rural development. And that includes Eastern Kentucky. And they're trying to make it easier even still for parts of Eastern Kentucky to get federal aid quicker, make them more, give them more eligibility. Do you think that would happen with Alice in Wonderland Grimes? For Bill Clinton once again to sit here and lie, and for her to sit here and act like Obama has done nothing, her president, her party president, because she is so scared to be labeled as being part of Barack Obama, yet her history says it was, to blatantly lie about their president of their own party. Hell, if I was Barack Obama in the Democratic Party, I'd come down here and daggone go ahead and talk for Mitch McConnell and go ahead and give him all of their support. Whether you like him or you don't. You can't believe these guys. And, of course, at the same time in Hazard, the United Mine Workers of America, President Cecil Roberts, who, you know, they're always going to give their daggone backing to the Democrats anyway. Forget the union junkiness. But he introduced Grimes, and Grimes went on to say, after she was introduced, that I am the only pro candidate in this race. I am the only pro coal candidate in this race. I am a Clinton Democrat. Well, those two things told me all you need to know. That's all you need to know. Alice in Wonderland Grimes thinks that she's the only pro-coal candidate in this race. Yet it's Mitch McConnell who have been fighting against these obscene EPA regulations that are destroying the coal in Kentucky. He is the one who's been leading that fight. She has sat back and not cared or said one thing about it. Not even smart enough to know and sit here and brag about her party president, and that's something that should be bragged about if you're a candidate for office and you happen to be in the same party. She can't even sit here and give her own president credit in Hazard, Kentucky, of all places, for a $10 billion investment fund that was put out last month. She can't give the president credit, cannot give him credit for trying to find ways to make Eastern Kentucky more eligible for this money. Wants to rely on Bill Clinton, who only had one thing in mind, and that was to get into her skirt or get into her wallet. And by the way, people in Kentucky right now, please, 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 all you women in Kentucky, be safe. Seriously. Tiger Woods and Bill Clinton are both in Kentucky at the same time. I don't want our women under attack. That's all they're good for. That's all Bill Clinton is good for. And I am insulted that he would try to challenge us and tell us that we're too stupid to know the difference between 2 and 6. I know he thought it was being cute and funny. Alice in Wonderland Grimes sure did. But don't insult our intelligence. And don't insult us and act like we can't think beyond that 2-year period, the last 2 years of Barack Obama's administration, that we don't know what the end game is, and that is for you to set the stage for your wife, Hillary. We're going to spend some time talking about Hillary next week, but I'll give you just a little bit right now for those of you who don't know. Bill and Hillary Clinton, and you can go to the Washington Examiner for this story. Bill and Hillary Clinton are under all kinds of fire right now. There are tons of State Department documents that show that they were abusing the State Department to line their own pockets. You heard me right. The State Department was rubber stamping anything for Bill Clinton that he wanted. He was going to overseas speaking engagements. Hillary would go with him. She's in charge of foreign policy. You know, they turned the State Department into a big racket to line their own pockets, according to Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton. Let's really think about how far you really want to go with all of this. I think it's time that we actually truthfully start today, and I think I will next week, start pointing out some situations on Hillary Clinton and start doing everything we can to make sure she doesn't decide to run for president, which she already has. but certainly make sure she gets beat when she runs. I mean, this is incredible. When you see the documentation, it's incredible. There were so many ethical conflicts that Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton didn't give a crap about, so he could go make mega bucks and use our government money to pay for the whole trip for him to get free money to say, my name's Bill Clinton. I was president once. I had an affair. Thank you for coming. I appreciate it. It's pathetic. Selling us out to foreigners and everything else again. It's nuts. Just to give you some idea, 215 speeches by former President Bill Clinton. He earned $48 million for those 200 speeches while Hillary Clinton was with the State Department. These included speeches in China, Russia, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, the UAE, Central America, Europe, Turkey, Thailand, Taiwan, India, Cayman Islands. And, of course, the typical, this is where we go to hide the money and get the money. The sponsors of a lot of these. See if these names sound familiar to you. Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, Deutsche Bank, American Express. It's crazy. It's crazy. Those are things that we need to start relying on. Those things we need to start looking at. So I guess in my closing, I will say this. We've given you enough information tonight to really make you think about the illegal immigrant crisis and what the end game really is. Mexico wants us to take on all the work and spend all the money. Screw that. Most of America, including the majority of the Hispanic population, some of which are illegal, agree that we need to find the easiest, quickest way to get all of these illegal immigrants out of our country. We've got a president who don't know the first thing about corporations, who doesn't mind helping a corporation that has an England address, but then wants to say any other corporation that does that kind of stuff is unpatriotic. We've got a former president who will lie, cheat, and steal to do anything he wants and benefit from it. His name is Bill Clinton. We've got a pretender who thinks they want to be a senator, but not because they're smart enough to do the job, but because the party says, hey, we want to put somebody in there that we can control. Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, anyone? The bottom line is, it's up to you to get involved and make a difference in your future. MVM stands for My View Matters. But that doesn't mean my view, mine alone, is the only one that matters. Your view matters. Your neighbor's view matters. But every day when you look in that mirror, you've got to say to yourself, my view matters. Let that become a source of inspiration. Let that become a source of empowerment. Because when you realize that your view does indeed matter and that you really should be involved, many men and women in our country have fought to give you the rights to be involved in that process, maybe then, America, you will wake up and do what's right for this country, not what's right with the party. I, for one, would certainly appreciate it. That's it for tonight. Sunday night, 7 o'clock, with our good friend Ken Molman and his Liberty Unbridled show. Ken is our resident libertarian, and he's got a lot to say on Sunday nights at 7. Please tune in, and I will see you guys back again on Monday night, same time, same channel. Until then, take care. Have a great weekend, folks. Enjoy. We'll talk to you.